cart. He disembarked from the sparkling new golf cart. Harsher still, he disembarked from the sparkling new golf cart. The two sergeants are college archery partners. The two sergeants are college archery partners. This is an ah, ah, ah sound, very much focused in the back of the palate onto the opening of the nasal passage. Now this A-R sound is both the end of lesson 2 and the beginning of lesson 3. This is a transfer vowel, because now we're going to do a lesson which is devoted strictly to this notion that the R drops at the ends of words. So first let's look at the simple E-R ending and look at how that happens. Player, player. It's basically the same as the British Cockney drop. Helper, helper. Brother, brother. Mother, mother. The runner staggered over the hill, then became a climber. The runner staggered over the hill, then became a climber. And it happens the same way in the harsh or the soft. The runner staggered over the hill and then became a climber. The vowels go a little further toward the Cockney. The more nasalization, the more pump. My mother, father, sister, and brother have all gotten fatter. My mother, father, sister, and brother have all gotten fatter. Slightly harsher version. My mother, father, sister, and brother have all gotten fatter. When you have an er sound at the beginning or middle of a word, like earnest and first and worm, this is again similar to the British pronunciation the lips slightly forward, but focused through the nose for the Australian. First, first. Thirsty, thirsty. Earnest, earnest. Hurdle, hurdle. Word, word. Very nasalized. Herman was the first to win 30 games. Herman was the first to win 30 games. Herb learned plenty of dirty words. Herb learned plenty of dirty words. In the harsher version still, Herb learned plenty of dirty words. The next R drop is the OR, the OR combination. Shore, shawl. More, more. Before, before. Explore, explore. Sometimes Americans will turn it to an ER. Records, records, records. 14 boring sportsmen adorned the shore. 14. We'll talk about later why it's 14 instead of 14. Boring sportsmen adorned the shore. Of course, on boring, because it's between two vowels, you have to pronounce the R. We'll talk about that a bit more later. 40 creatures poured through the French doors. 40 creatures poured through the French doors. This gets pushed forward like it did on the OR in awful sauce. So go real harsh forward with it. 40 creatures poured through the French doors. More nasal, more pump on the harsh Australian. 40 creatures poured through the French doors. The ear, ear. Like sincere, sincere, ear. This is a diphthong connected to an R, so you're still going to have the diphthong. Ear. Here. Here. Appear. Appear. Cheer. Cheer. Don't jeer. I'm not weird. Don't jeer. I'm not weird. The wheel to steer was located near the gearbox. The wheel to steer was located near the gearbox. Again, remember to get the sound focused in the Australian way with that nasal focus and the movement down to the back of the tongue. The wheel to steer was located near the gearbox. Another one of the diphthong plus R's, air. Air. Hair. Hair. Pear. Pear. This is very, very much in Australia with a heavy nasality. Barely. Barely. Fair. Fair. The harsher the sound, the more the Where did the polar bear go? Where did the polar bear go? Real hash. Where did the polar bear go? Clear air is very rare over there these days. Clear air is very rare over there these days. Now looking at the ur combination. Endure, endure. Tour, tua. Very much of an ua, ua. Almost a W in there. Sure, sure. Allure, allure. Get the tone focus. Are you sure you can endure the long tour? Are you sure you can endure the long tour? Poor hunters offer no allure to pacifists. Poor hunters offer no allure to pacifists. Or getting the real hash style again. Poor hunters offer no allure to pacifists. There's one important issue now, and it's the same thing as in Cockney, really. And that's because when an R comes between two vowels, it has to be pronounced. So if you get something like very and sorry, you can't say ve, sorry. And you don't want to do what the High British does, which is to tap it very, sorry, but to do the same thing that the Cockney does between two vowels. You pronounce it, except it sounds more like it attaches to the next syllable. Very, very. Sorry, sorry. Miracle, miracle. Now, when you have a word that ends in an R, and the next word starts with a vowel, and if you pronounce those words close together, you're going to almost have to pronounce the R there, attaching to the next word. Adore it, adore it. More and more, more and more. Let's look at a few of these in sentences.